No? Okay. All right, we'll call this the January 27th Tiffany County Local Environmental Response Financial Board meeting to order. First up, we have the approval minutes. They're on, you can see them or look at them. Any corrections or errors? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That passes. I guess I pass this on to you, Tony, for election of officers.
Yes, it's the first meeting of the year. We have to elect two officers or re-elect two officers. The first thing to do is open the floor for nominations.
I'd like to nominate Dave Byers for president.
Second that.
And, well, we can vote one at a time, or we got to have a secretary, too.
Well, should we need to close nominations for president?
Well, we haven't before, but okay. We can do that.
All right. No, that's okay. I nominate Aaron Easter for secretary.
Second.
Is there a motion to close nominations?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Do we cast a unanimous ballot?
Aye.
Same old slate?
Yes.
Great. That's done. And now we get to claims. And I'll turn it over to the chair.
Pretty worried about that. All right. We have some claims. First, we have from Karamita, $10,642.95. Next from Karamita, $21,006.09. Stewart and Brannigan, $3,200. Indiana Department of Environmental Management, $17,282.52. Waste Management, $16,042.11. City of Lafayette, $750. Tiffany County, $250. Now, before I take a motion, the IDEM bill, what was that really for?
3 years plus, I think, of oversight costs. They haven't billed us in the last 4 years.
I don't remember seeing this one. That's why I'm just curious.
Yes. Wow. They had...
They sent it to me, addressed it to the landfill, and didn't put a person to send it to, so it just showed up in our office last Friday. But nonetheless... And I had Vicki look at it, and I mean, there are reasonable charges for 4 years of oversight, and I think we ought to, I recommend we approve it.
Well, that's why I'm curious.
Yeah.
Has this been regular for years and years? Because I've been here,
yes.
I don't remember seeing an IDEM check.
And the same for the EPA.
We're getting charged for their services.
Yes. So when they're... People work at our site, like review our reports or talk to us, they charge by the hour.
So they're like an attorney.
Yes. Almost like lawyers, yeah.
Yes. So we've paid in the past, but as Tony said, they had not sent us anything for 4 years.
Right. And they did. They very well could have sent it to the landfill and to our office address, because long, long ago and far, far away, when none of you were anywhere near this board and we had a PRP group, I was the treasurer. And I raised the money through assessments and then paid the bills for probably 5 years. And then when it switched to the turf board, you know, I don't like paying bills any more than the next person. So anyway... When we pay this, get the check, I think we need to direct IDEM to send their statements to the turf board at the county building, right?
Okay.
You all are county people.
Yeah.
Okay. That's. But I was concerned that if we didn't bring it forward for this meeting, that... We don't meet for another 3 months. Mm-hmm. And they were already threatening to sue us for not paying it in October when we didn't get it till Friday.
Okay.
When was the last time that we got a bill?
4 years ago.
Yeah, I think four years ago. Okay. And they usually run a year behind, even when they were billing current. So, and I don't, we haven't gotten anything from EPA.
EPA is also late, I think it's been at least 2-3 years since the last time we paid something.
Yeah, that's probably the tariffs are covering that.
Okay, so.
I'll move to accept or approve the claims as presented.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to approve the claims as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That passes. Under reports, we were supposed to have some individuals from IDEM potentially still showing up today. Talk to the Mr. Woods.
Yes.
Mr. Woods, chairman of it. Very pleasant conversation. He said he was going to send a couple people to attend our meeting today. So depending on the roads, I guess. Meantime, Vicki, we'll let you go ahead and go.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm glad I'm here. Oops, no, I think I'm okay, right? Okay. The issue with IDEM and EPA that, you know, we are facing, if you remember in October, I got a wonderful letter from EPA that I was so excited that I had to bother you before the board meeting because I couldn't believe how positive it was. It was agreement on everything that we have been asking for all these years. Well, then, you know, they were shut down because of the government shutdown. And during the Christmas holiday, I got an email from the project manager saying that the headquarters, EPA headquarters in Washington, they had some concerns about the soil delisting. And she mentioned the concerns, which was, you know, a leachate well that has been, needs to be replaced, and three houses around the landfill that they don't have anymore the measuring device for methane, their little, you know, instrument that we had there for years and years. So I got very concerned, and I said, those issues were never presented before as a condition for delisting. Why suddenly? We need to have a call so we can talk. Well, they arranged the call, but given the holidays, the call was just this past week. And there were half a dozen people from EPA and two people from IDEM. And so these issues, number one, both of these issues, they were known to EPA and IDEM for 3-4 years now, because that's what, you know, the landfill has had the life of 20-plus years now, so the leachate wells have started getting, you know, to the point where they cannot pull very well. We had convinced them, three of them, that they were not needed to be replacement. The IDEM was saying this one needs. We kept telling them that to replace it is going to be about $40,000-$50,000. And the return on that investment, based on the actual data that we have, it's not there. So why spend the money? So we had been in this, you know, back and forth negotiations. But that was never brought up as a condition for the delisting, ever. The three houses, the people 3 years ago, 4 years ago, one by one, you know, had notified us, we discontinued the monitor, we don't want it, we are fine. Plus, and we had informed EPA in all our reports, those three don't want them anymore. There are no other houses out there or any other buildings with monitors. But the landfill all around it has 65 locations. 65 that we have to monitor quarterly for methane, and there is all zero. Nothing leaves the site. So it's not like, you know, there is a risk or anything. Again, all this was known to them, but it was never brought up that we needed to get either new monitors there or get in writing from the residents that they don't want them. So to make, you know, the thing even more concerned, we had met with EPA and IDEM at the site last March, and I, because I asked for the meeting, And they came down, you know, half a dozen people, and I made the presentation on the arsenic issue. I'm sure, you know, many of you have heard us before. There is arsenic in some wells, but the arsenic is not caused by the leachate. So we had presented that information to IDEM years ago. They had accepted it. EPA, different project managers were really dragging their feet. We had a new meeting, new project managers. Their boss was there. Their boss's boss was there. Everybody agreed that this position is a valid position scientifically. And then we get the October letter saying, we are ready to delist the water too. And that was really where we had left it in March. So now, in addition for the leachate well replacement and the three homes, they sent us a letter from headquarters that has evaluated our groundwater data, and they bring again the same issue. Well, there is arsenic in the wells, and therefore, you know, the water cannot be delisted. So I said to EPA, did you explain to them what this whole, you know, presentation has been all about? They said, well, no, you know, can you put it in writing? I said, I'll put it in writing, but I want you to submit it, and I want you to really schedule a meeting that we go and really explain to them. I don't want this to be dragging back and forth with comments. So, leaving the meeting last week, I followed up with a letter to them, and they followed up with a letter, same things, that I said, okay, within a week, we're going to have confirmation, or at least, you know, try to demonstrate that we attempted to get confirmation from the three homes that they don't want them, okay? We'll have it in writing. Number two, we're going to put a plan moving forward for the soil delisting. I need to present these things to my board, and then, you know, I will be able to give you the plan, which is either, okay, we are replacing the leachate well, or try again to demonstrate to them why technically it's not an issue. So that's for the ground, for the soil. For the groundwater, we're going to be putting in writing what we presented to them. I promised it to them in 2 to 3 weeks, the soil plan and the home confirmation. I promised it to them this week, and we have them already if I get your approval to proceed with that. So, and I also asked them, I said, can you explain to me, can you really help me understand what is the process of the regional office, EPA Region 5, and headquarters in a delisting? Why, when the region says, we are ready, we are moving, and then suddenly headquarters, you know, comes and, you know, fidgets with three homes that they don't have the monitors? You know, where do we really start and where do we stop in that process? Oh, I haven't heard about that yet. But then, you know, Mr. Byrd talked to the commissioner, and they said that they were going to be here today, but they are not. So the homes, we went already. We left papers to the two homes. The third had a lock on the gate, and we couldn't get in. So we left papers explaining, you know, giving them a form to fill out, I don't want it, and sign it and date it. We also sent the same information, register mail, and we got confirmation that two of the homes have received it. Apparently the third is the, you know, locked up. Nobody lives there. So we're going to have that taken care of like that. The leachate well, again, it's going to be, you know, the leachate well that they say needs to be replaced, it's in the middle of the landfill. All around it, there are other leachate wells, so nothing really leaves the site. The data all show that the fact that this well has not been operable since 23, it doesn't have an impact, you know, on the volume of the leachate, the quality of the leachate. But, you know, if you think that we should just bite the bullet and say, okay, we're going to do it, so it is not needed. I think they really want this well replaced, and they're using the delisting as their way of, you know, making us do it. Because in order to delist the soils, what we had to prove, which we had proved it, is that the soils don't present a risk. If someone touches it, if someone... So neither the methane is an issue, nor the leachate is an issue. But, so that's with the delisting process. In their letter in October, they were talking about going either in November, but we understood with a shutdown that that probably was not going to happen, or then in February. Well, now it's, you know, the end of January, so I don't know if February is a possibility. But we will move, you know. We have gotten bids for that from 24, and we need to rebid it. Of course, it's 2 years. So we knew, that's why we were arguing with them that the return on the investment is really not there. And it's not, you know, something that cannot be addressed otherwise. Also, you know, in December 12, we really went into the trailer after a big freezing that suddenly happened. I know we had broken pipes in our farm too. It was just one night. Anyway, the water pipes broke and it was all flooded. You know, it has been a great need to correct it, to take out the floors and take out, you know, some of the walls. So we got 3 bids, as we should, and they range from 8.5 to 16,000. So we are going with 8.5. It's less than 10,000. So you have given us the ability to proceed with that because we really needed to do it because the mold was growing and we are not putting carpet down and all that, just, you know, plain, you know, piece of wood, plywood. So, but we need it because our people are spending a day there, you know, 2 hours a week, and the train also locks us in for hours sometimes, and they need to go to the bathroom. But anyway, so that also is happening. And I told DPA and NIDEM, I said, there are other expenses that the board is facing that they are, you know, unaccounted. And, you know, having a leachate well replaced, it's not the best use of the money. But if, you know, if that's going to keep us, you know, we will do whatever you think it will be best to do. The upsetting, you know, fact is that they never mentioned it all these years. We could have had this discussion long time ago, but they never said, if you want delisting, you have to do these 2 things. So, but here's where we are.
So did Region 5 say anything in response to this, or were they contacted at all, or?
Yeah, no, Region 5 was the one that was giving me all this information.
Right,
yes.
But I mean, after you got the notification from the headquarters, did they?
No, they gave me the notification, too. They were fully aware. Now, the question to me is why the headquarters looks at these minute details. Don't they have anything else to do in Washington, D.C.? You know, it's... Because these are minute details into a delisting process that's what the regions are supposed to be doing, and they were doing it. They had evaluated. We were all on a path. And then suddenly it's, you know.
So is it your recommendation that we spend that money?
Well, what I would like is to try one more time and see if they are convinced. And if I have then the authorization from you, if after trying one more time and they say no, then we can proceed and I can communicate by email through you. So we have the plan, you know, ready explaining why this replacement is not needed. And what we are saying is we are monitoring the entire site anyway. And if we see at some point in the future that, oh, my gosh, you know, this indeed makes a difference, then yeah. But right now it doesn't show that makes any difference. So that will be, you know, I think a safe approach. But if you want us to proceed, you know, with getting the other bids and doing it, the three houses, they're taken care of, okay? And doesn't cost anything in what we're doing.
What's your thoughts, Tony?
Well, it's not a legal issue.
Okay. I say, let me interrupt a little bit. By talking to Commissioner Wood, this is the one item he kept bringing up. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk really about the monitors or things like that. He said, if we could get this leachate well, I think that will help us get to the closing. So, I mean, I don't really want to put words in his mouth, but that's the way I interpreted what I was hearing. So,
yeah. They want it, that's for sure. And that's why they are putting it as a condition. Mr. Chairman, that's...
And to replace it, is that basically an entire new well, or is it something where you pull it, rechange the pumps and drop them, or what's the scoop on this?
We've done this several
times
through
the years. We've done a couple of them, I understand that.
Yeah, but they are getting silted, and then, you know, so it's to really close that well and install another one in its proximity.
You can't pull that one, suck the hole out a little bit, and drop one down back in.
No, unfortunately not. Okay. Not at this point.
So how much is it, Dave?
You were estimating $40,000.
Yeah, you know, the bids that we got in 24, they were between 50 and 55. We need to rebid it, of course, because that's 2 years ago. So that's why I'm saying, you know, 50 to 60.
I mean, I don't have a problem of saying, try talking one more time on that end of it or whatever, but it does sound like if you're getting the same runaround, then we basically need to say, yes, my child, go ahead and do another well. I mean, is that kind of what everybody's hearing or not? Yes. Or
if that's the only thing standing in the way.
Well, that's why that's the only thing I felt.
Yes.
But they were really.
Yes.
And he basically said that they have been talking to EPA and everything else, and they're all kind of down to this.
Yes.
One hurdle.
Yes.
Till the next.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, we've been hearing this for a long time.
I'm in agreement, but I do have a question. What's the justification from their side or their mindset? What's the bang for the buck? Because if the data, I know that's your argument, but have they said why they're, you know, taking this stance?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
The justification is what I'm having a hard time getting my mind wrapped around.
Yes, yeah.
If the data doesn't show that it's needed, then why should we spend the money?
Yes.
Because they said so.
I know. Yeah.
If it's, and they hold the power, right?
Right. If it's the only thing stopping us from getting across the
leverage.
So I get it.
That's why I'm saying, you know, we have the paperwork ready. We'll submit it. I think, you know, we are not losing anything by saying, let us talk one more time here. And if we see, you know, that they say, you know, we said so, you know, if you don't do it, then we'll proceed. If that's okay with you, we'll
need
do
a motion
it.
Or?
I would say for the record, yeah, we probably need a motion on that. I don't know if you want up to limit or such or things.
I would make a motion that we ask Vicki to meet with them one more time, and if not, that we go ahead and authorize her to go ahead with the removal and replacement of that up to $60,000.
Fair enough.
Yes.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That passes. Anything else you need to report?
No. We'll submit that. We'll finish with the houses. Mr. Dodson, Tony remembers Mr. Dodson. Boy, we had, you know, a lot of back and forth with Mr. Dodson. Mr. Dodson called us after he received, you know, and he said, I told you I don't want that. I said, we understand. if you can please check that form and sign it and send it to us. So he said he will. We haven't heard from the other owner.
So. Okay. Anybody, any old or new business need to come forward?
You asked last time about a way to pay claims when we didn't have a meeting.
Right.
And I sent you an email, but there's a provision in the Indiana Code that allows a board like this to approve claims through a process that I think would involve the chair and the secretary signing it off on it. And then you submit the claims where? To the auditor?
Right.
What statute says is if the county executive, which I assume is the commissioner, has passed an ordinance allowing this type of payment, then you can submit it to the auditor, and if the auditor then approves it, they can make payment because the auditor is accountable for the funds, I take it. You could condition paying part of it or all of it, but the requirement is that at the next meeting, our opportunity, it has to come back before the full board for approval.
Okay.
And we've got the commissioners and we've got the county council represented here. I don't know if those ordinances exist.
No idea.
Who do I do? Check with Doug Mason or?
I would say ask Doug, but I mean, this being a separate entity, I mean, the auditor, basically, that's why we pay him $250 to just pay the bills.
Right. So, but there's a process in the statute
that says,
you know, I mean, it's like to pay your utility bills and to pay your various expenses that accrue. And if you were only paying your utility bills every quarter, then you'd... You know, I say Public Service Indiana or Duke Energy. They don't buy into that. So, anyway, I'll check with Doug or probably Dave Lubin, who's a good friend, and he'd know. Because it's probably something that's been around a long time if there is such an order.
I was going to say, we can't be the only ones that have
We
can't be the only ones that have
no.
that situation.
No, I mean, it's a whole laundry list of kinds of expenses you can pay.
Yeah.
And the expenses you're incurring now, other than the floor and the trailer, are all done pursuant to agreement. You got an agreement with Vicki, you've got a consent decree and a contract with EPA and IDAM, and you can make those payments if for some reason we couldn't meet. But my thought is we probably should, if I can confirm it, amend the bylaws to just have a bylaw provision so that you don't have, every time we don't have a meeting, we don't have to do something different.
Yeah.
And if it's okay with you guys, I'll check with the lawyers. Yeah. I just didn't know who represented them.
Mm. Okay. Yep. All right. I would say proceed talking to Doug.
And see what to Doug. Or, yeah, I'd rather talk to Fred Hoffman, but I can't do it.
Well, you can.
Can't do it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Reminding me of my birthday's tomorrow. So.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We have a blizzard every year for my birthday.
Me too. Like. Yeah.
We all
January.
Right.
January, yeah.
Any other old business?
A question for Tony. Tony, are you going to notify IDAM, Jessica, about the change that they need to put in the invoicing, or do you want me to do it if you...
My preference would be that now that the claim's approved, that it's submitted back over through the chair, I guess, to the auditor's office, and whoever is the correspondent or contact person for the turf board in the county, send the check directly to, once it's cut, to IDEM and say, it's the turf board and not the landfill.
Well, the check goes to an anonymous, you know, account, so we really need to write to some. That's what I'm saying, you know.
The letter was addressed to an anonymous person.
Yeah, there is no name in the letter, you know, so that's why I contacted the project manager.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem with you telling.
We need to tell someone.
But they need to know where to send their claim.
Yeah.
They need to know.
So you will tell me that? You will give me information that I can pass to
government.
Jennifer, please?
But, you know, I would just assume they just send it to the county building.
I don't know. Mr. Chairman, what?
I would say while you're talking to them, you say on a side note, can you redefine this bill that comes to us and make sure it goes to the turf board at 20 North 3rd or whichever, wherever we need to be, and
okay,
we'll go that direction.
There's no anonymous there.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we try to.
You're not doing a very good job.
No. All right, any other new business?
Shadow government.
Any public comment? Favorite motion?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
We adjourn.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you, Vicki. Really good to see you.
Are you Mr. Anonymous?
I tempt.
Here, you try to be. I told you.